I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. She was wanted for 5 murders in Juarez. She's also suspected of being involved in several other killings. Investigators say she crossed illegally into the U.S. and was operating on behalf of the gang Artistas Asesinos, or Assassin Artists. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues.
Did you move too quickly to roll back some of the executive orders of your predecessor?
Rolling back the policies of remain in Mexico, sitting on the edge of the Rio Grande in a muddy circumstance with not enough to eat, I make no apologies for that.
Why are you waiting to take executive action on the border?
Because we need more forces on the border. I don't have the authority to do that.
Should the president take
president
that executive
needs
action?
Needs to be looking at executive orders.
Under Joe Biden, the United States has become nothing less than a massive dumpster for the world's prison populations.
Countries such as Venezuela are known to be emptying out their prisons and their mental institutions, and they're sending them to America. They're happy to let our open border be the solution to their problems and their responsibilities.
And as the great unknowns wash in, Americans are being murdered at an astounding pace.
Lakin Riley in the state of Georgia was murdered allegedly by an undocumented Venezuelan migrant. Was there a breakdown in the system?
So, Margaret,
first of all, let me say that we don't use the term illegal immigrants.
The 5 men in the van that hit and killed a motorcyclist from Fort McCoy last weekend were all undocumented immigrants. The FHP arrest report identified Demetrio Moreno Alajua as the driver, as well as 4 passengers. The investigator called them all, quote, illegal aliens. They're accused of hitting the 74-year-old and leaving him, instead running away.
So our complainants got home from the grocery store. They were unloading groceries, the whole family. These men came out of from the side of the yard, approached them. One had a rifle, one had a pistol, put guns to their heads, ended up shooting the father, mid-40s-year-old man, in the foot.
To add treason to injury, Joe Biden has secretly flown 320,000 illegal immigrants from Latin American airports to 43 U.S. cities. While U.S. Customs and Border Protection is refusing to identify which cities they are landing in. This after FOIA litigation revealed the Biden administration's utilization of the CBP-1 cell phone scheduling app. According to journalist Todd Bensman, under these legally dubious parole programs, aliens who cannot legally enter the country use the CBP-1 app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. The parole program allows for 2-year periods of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorization. This all in an effort to break America, hollowing out the working poor and the middle class while gradually bankrupting the welfare benefit systems funded by the U.S. taxpayers.
So last summer, New York State offered to help by launching a $25 million migrant relocation program, paying an entire year's rent for every migrant family that chooses to move out of the city. The problem is New York's suburban communities don't want them.
I'm here to speak on behalf of the poor, the elderly, who are struggling because of the issues that you deal with and how you deal with them. If we look at Denver with 40,000 immigrants, and we think that they cost $1,000 a month for housing, it's going to be $480 million for 1 year. That's just $1,000, and I don't think you can get housing for that. If you feed those people, 40,000, at $200 a month per person, I don't think that's possible today, if any of you have gone to the grocery store, that's 96 million in a year. We are headed for a tsunami.
And once the hotels, free food, and money runs out, untold chaos is the only possible outcome and intention. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
while other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. Hello, Americans. I want to share with you a story. A story about inflammation, the silent menace that lurks within our bodies, affecting our health and well-being. Inflammation, the root cause of countless ailments, quietly wreaking havoc over time. Long-term exposure to inflammation has been linked to a myriad of health issues, from heart disease to arthritis, even cognitive decline. But fear not, for there's a beacon of hope found in the wisdom of nature, a remedy that has stood the test of time, turmeric. And now I present to you Baudis from InfoWarsStore.com, a powerful blend crafted with precision, boasting 95% curcuminoids extracted from turmeric.
It's good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is 40% off, back in stock, Baudis Ultimate Turmeric Formula, InfoWarsStore.com.